Hi, Kerry. Speaking to Leah. I phoned you earlier this morning in regards to cockatiels. Maybe I spoke to you, maybe I didn't. Yeah, that's the one. Oh, amazing. The terrible South African expat, South African accent. Oh my gosh, this is a long stretch. Do you have anything available on Friday morning? This Friday morning? Oh no. The whole Friday? Yeah, true. And the Monday afternoon? I'm not. I'm only available Friday and Monday.
Hi.
A little bit of a, I know, it's just because, like I said, we're moving, so it's so hot and I really want to get, you know, the bird in. It's really important to get her in ASAP. Yeah, it's gonna be a hard one, hey. I didn't realize you guys are open on weekends. I don't know. It's a really hard one. Sorry, I'm just thinking. Liz, do I push it another week? Will she be okay? I know. That's not your. Oh, I know you did mention that. She is okay. Holy. Okay, so if anything, can I push it for next Saturday? Can I make it for next Saturday? I will monitor her. If she's not okay, if she's showing any signs of anything, then I will probably go to the emergency vet. No, Saturday the 13th. No, this would be my first time. Leandy, Leandi. Right, Wright. So Leandi. wr@gmail.com. And 0413921057. I'm moving to 14 Surround Street in Dakabin. I'm going to be best giving you that one. That's gonna be- it's around Surround. Yes. Angel. A-N-G-E-L. Angel. Sorry. She is a female. She's been sexed. Yes. She is a white, pure white. Yes. Help me know, yes. Oh my goodness. They said she could be around, is it 10 months, 11 months maybe? Good question. We literally just got her, or him, whatever it is. We don't have a name. I'm waiting for my son to name her, actually. Yeah, please. We literally just got her, him or her, so I'm like, we're still choosing. It's a yellowish green, unique color, yet again. More yellow than anything else, like a yellow green. Oh my gosh, yet again, I have no idea. They're both kind of like rescue birds. Very young, probably about 7, I would say. I should be, yes, on Saturday should look, yeah, that should be good. What should I look for with this trauma to the wingtip? If there's the bleed. Yep. She seems okay. She's very chirpy. Well, this morning, obviously, she seems very chirpy. She's okay. She's extremely lovable, which is amazing. She hasn't been drooping her wings or anything. The thing that I do see, and maybe this is either stress or excitement, I don't know what it is, she does spread her wings and she lifts her tail, and then she like bows her head down quite a bit. Ah, okay. Interesting. Okay, cool. But yeah, that's all I could see. I haven't seen her picking, but I haven't had her long, so it's probably, I'll monitor a little bit more just to make sure that. But it is quite dried up already, so yeah. She does, which I don't like it. Both of them have their wings trimmed. They do grow out, though, don't they? Okay, good. That's what people told me. They said, so they had her in a really big cage, and she can't fly. She can't fly at all. So she's bitten her tail feathers off completely. It's gone. So they told me that she can't fly at all, and she's had a few falls, which have caused a lot of the injuries. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Will do. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.